T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Greetings, De La.
Hey, what's up, Carlos? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Welcome to Bob Radio. How's everything going? You have a brand new album called Opening Night. You did with the Agrolites. You were just here in San Diego. You've been touring with Slightly Stupid. You've done a lot of stuff. What's really happening?
Yeah, man, that's what's really happening. Well, we've been working on Opening Night for about 4 years. And when I say we, Carl Denson helped me produce it due to our work together with Slightly Stupid. We started working on tunes together about 4 years ago, and thought that the Agrolites would be the perfect band to kind of lend that original, you know, real dirty reggae vibe to it.
Right.
And yeah, so we kind of composed around them, having them in mind, and utilized them.
Okay.
And man, I can't tell you how stoked I was the way it came out, man.
It's a great piece of work, man. It's awesome stuff. A whole bunch of different things going on right there. You know, when I went to the show, when I saw the show with you guys, when you guys did the double bill with you
yeah.
and the Agrolites over at the Music Box, when you did Son Ri Amor, right?
Son Ri Amor.
I heard the Marty Robbins, El Paso, in the back.
Okay.
A big Grateful Dead fan. I love to get inspiration where people get inspiration from certain songs. And I mentioned to someone else, and like, do you hear the little melody in the back? And I'm like, oh, did you reference Marty Robbins in that song when you wrote it?
Oh, well, unfortunately, I can't say that I did. However, what I will say is that, you know, a big part of this whole project, and if you listen, you told me you listened to the record in its
yeah.
entirety, like from front to back, it's orchestrated. You know, what we were really going for was kind of an exotica thing, like from the 50s and 60s, but like to make it into reggae. And
right.
exotica was very, you know, catchy and danceable, but at the same time, it had the melody orchestrated in different instruments all the time, with utilizing different sounds and tonalities. So that's really what we were going for, and that kind of like counter line to the main melody in Son Ri Amor. That's really what I was going for with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super intense. And now,
right on.
You have a lot of the songs are not short songs. It wasn't like something that you guys really put together really quickly. We have a 9-minute song in there. We have a couple 6-minute songs. You put a lot
yeah.
of work into this project.
For sure. We weren't really so concerned, you know, like we weren't really so concerned about parameters of any sort, except for our ideas, you know, and my ideas kind of, we had to piece them together. They were a bunch of sketches, and that's kind of where Carl came in. I had a bunch of song sketches that I had written over the years, and he was kind of like, oh man, if we put this with this, and if you write a bridge with that, thinking
oh,
about
wow.
this kind of music and like that. And he's like, that'll be what's up. And so that's how it came. But if you, you know, it's definitely, I feel that they're very complete thoughts, you know, each unto their own.
For sure.
That was kind of how we were thinking of it.
Awesome stuff, man. The production is super great. A lot of variations in the song, like straight ska stuff, like Who the Brothers, do like some, the Loose Screws, kind of a little different, like a, more like a Slightly Stupid type of loose feel, in the,
right,
like,
right.
some mellower stuff, and really great compilation of styles and music here in the record Opening Night.
I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate you feeling that, because that's exactly what we were going for. We wanted to authentically represent all the styles of reggae music, you know. And in each song in the record, I think we kind of went for that, you know, trying to achieve that. And the Agrolites were what really made that possible, because they're so well disciplined in all styles of traditional and modern reggae. So
it was very cool. And then you have a bunch of different vocalists on the songs and stuff, right?
For sure. It was really, really stoked to have, you know, some of my heroes like Angela Moore and Charlie Tuna, and of course my homie from Slightly Stupid, Kyle, laced up the Huda Brothers track.
Yeah,
real nice. And that was his flow. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's what's up. I got something for that." And I was like, "All right." I love when music sparks ideas. It empowers you to make some more ideas happen on your homie shit. So that was real cool. I was really happy about that.
Super fun.
Absolutely talented, most gifted San Diego singer, Rebecca Jade, really, really crushed some songs for us too. So we were just happy. I was really happy to have all those talented friends of mine contribute to this. That made it even more special for me.
Super, 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 super awesome. Now, I received the record in at the end of last year, but when was your official release date for your record?
Right, November 3rd. We released November 3rd and started doing shows in December up and down the coast. So that was pretty cool. And as you pointed out before, in February, we kind of finished out here doing little bits here and there. And yeah, we look forward to doing some more at the end of the year.
Okay. So you have this record right now. You're going to be going on the road again with Slightly Stupid, I take it, yeah?
Yeah. Summer tour coming up.
That's going to be with...
We're about to gear up.
Yeah, you guys are gearing up. You guys are definitely gearing up. That's going to be with Stick Figure and Pepper. That's going to be super amazing.
Yeah,
you're covering everywhere.
We haven't toured with our homies Pepper in a minute, so it's going to be a really fun summer. And of course, you know, everybody knows all about Stick Figure right now, so we're stoked to have them out too.
Super, super fun stuff, man. Well, we love the record. You know, if you were to go into the record, which song would you say? I know it's hard to, you know, if you have nine children, it's hard to pick your favorite. But maybe pick your top two songs from the record that you really like.
Well, to really, really, like, get deep on it, I would say Duality is one of the ones that's a little closer to my heart, because that really explores the jazz side of things, and I was really stoked to do that, and the way that it came out, even the way that it was mixed by my man Craig Welsh. That of 10-foot ganja foot and 10-foot ganja plant and whatchamacallit, John Brown's body as well.
Oh, you know, wow. Like,
that's my homie Craig right there. So
okay.
He really, really laced that up nice and had a slightly different vision for it, and I just love the way that it came out. And
cool.
Really, really the track that hits me, that's most personal to me, is probably This Is Goodbye, just because it's a track that, you know, like really, really talks to change in everyone's life. And like, we all go through change. It's how you approach it at the time. And maybe it may not seem like what it's supposed to be at the time that it's going on and cause you pain instead of joy. You know what I mean?
Here's a little piece of it.
It's the way we move on that's so vital. That's it. We all get knocked down, you know what I'm saying? And I know that everybody can relate to that message. So that's one of my favorites, and Rebecca just came in and killed it. So
super sweet, super sweet vocals.
Yeah, she could sing the phone book, man, and that shit would sound good. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I love it. Well, it's been a pleasure and a joy speaking to you, De La. We wish you lots of luck on the road, lots of luck with your new record. We hope to see you here again in San Diego real soon, and maybe get you to come into the studio next time you pass through, all right?
Anytime, brother. Thank you so much for big you up. I really appreciate the support that you've been giving us, and thanks a lot, man. Good looking out.
No problem. We're definitely going to be playing a few of these tracks on the station, and you know, we're going to keep on supporting you.
Right on, man. Right on. I really appreciate that. Much love to all you, and big up to your massive, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Right on, right on, right on.
Whether you're streaming, gaming, video chatting, or doing it all at once, gig speed internet from Xfinity makes you a multitasking champion. That's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out our amazing offers on packages with gig or get started with internet for $24.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit today. Offer ends 8/2/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter plus internet 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.